Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to The Daily. Happy Tuesday. I hope everyone had a fantastic Monday, a wonderful start to their week. Let's get today's episode started with Almost Home by Mercy Me.
Are you disappointed? Are you desperate for help? You know what it's like to be tired and only a shell of yourself. But you start to believe you don't have what it takes. 'Cause it's all you can do just to move, much less finish the race. But don't forget what lies ahead. Jesus in us, it's not if, but when. So take joy in the journey, even when it feels long. Oh, find strength in each time, knowing heaven is cheering you.
One of the holidays that we have for you today is actually Near Miss Day, and March 23rd is called Near Miss Day because it is an annual reminder of the day in 1989 when an asteroid nearly collided with the Earth.
The next song that we have for you today is I Am Loved by Mac Brock.
Thank you.
Just as I am, you welcome me. With open arms, how can this be? My guilt is undone, my past is untethered. I'll leave it behind and run to my Father. There is no disappointment in your eyes. There is no shame, there is only pride. I am loved, Father, I'm loved by you. Yeah.
Today's scripture comes from Mark 10:52. Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately, he regained his sight and followed him on the way.
The next song we have up for you today is Out of My Hands by Jeremy Camp.
Every day this never-ending pressure tries to take its claim over my heart. I have tried to hold it all together, but time and time again I fall apart. But that's where I find
My life was never mine at all. But you are the one inside, always in control. So when it feels like all of this pain is never gonna end, brought to my knees by all of these things I don't understand, don't understand.
Two more fun holidays for you today, and the first one is National Chip and Dip Day. I know me, I love the regular Lay's Ruffle potato chips with French onion dip. They're always my favorite as like an appetizer at a party.
My favorite is the regular Doritos, the nacho cheese Doritos with French onion dip. Such a great combination.
We also have another fun holiday, and it is also National Puppy Day today.
The last couple of months, me, my sister, and my mom have been trying to convince my dad into letting us get a new puppy. So we're hoping, you know, today's the day. It's National Puppy Day. We got to get a new dog. So I think it's the perfect day. So Dad, if you're listening, it's Murphy time. The next song that we have for you today is Changed by Jordan Felice.
Let me tell you, oh my friends, about this joy I'm living in. Let me take the mic, I wanna testify how I was dead and then I came to life. No more living in the dark of night. Now everything's alright. I've been changed.
I've been changed.
Talking point actually came from one of my coworkers, Laura, the one who I work side by side with. And today's talking point is the power of prayer. How this came about for us and how she kind of mentioned it as we should talk about it in our podcast is we've been having a lot of trouble at my work with staffing. We have scheduled interviews, but people haven't showed up or they've come and they've just been people that we know really won't fit what we do. And the one morning we have, I think we had 3 interviews scheduled and we were all sitting there because we all got there at 6 a.m. that morning. And Laura was like, should we pray? And I said, yeah, we could pray. That's a good idea. So we sat in the office and me, Laura, and Bree, we all said a prayer. And all 3 of our interviews that day showed up and we liked all 3 of them and we hired all 3 of them. So for me, that was just really a sign that prayer does work and the power behind prayer, because we were praying that these interviews would show up and that they would just be good and we would finally get staffing for our job, because like I said, we've been really understaffed and that has led me and Laura and Bree to all work 12s like every single day of the week, and that can be draining and stressful and tough. So that is one of the main things for me that makes me believe in the power of prayer. Another thing that really has helped me believe in the power of prayer is, like I've mentioned before in other episodes, when my grandma's been really going through health problems or like medical issues, I always pray and I pray and pray, because I know, like from what I've said before, how much the power of prayer works. And that is one of the things I always ask friends to do when my grandma's going through stuff like that. And I know James always does when I ask him. So when my grandma's going through medical issues or stuff like that, the power of prayer has really helped me in those situations too.
For me, prayer, I think, is a way for me to connect with God on a level that is very personal and very emotional. And I think that we oftentimes forget that God isn't just our answer to our questions. He's our friend, and being able to celebrate with God through prayer. We often go to God and say, God, I need help with this, and I need help with that, and I need my grandma to be okay, and I need my sister to be okay, and I need my brother to do this and We always go to God with these problems and ask Him to fix them. But how often are we going to God and saying, God, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for giving me these opportunities, and this is what I want to do with my day. And how often do we get down on our knees and say, God, I graduated today. God, I got my promotion. And how often do we celebrate with God? I think that's one thing that I wish to be better at, is not constantly asking God for help, but kind of letting God in on my life. Because not only is God great at fixing our problems when we go to Him with our problems, but God is very, very great to celebrate with and spend time with. And getting to know God through prayer is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I think that we all need to take more time to sit down and just pray. And, you know, like I've talked about on the show before, praying out of your way, you know, going out of your way, because it doesn't take long to pray. God, please look out for me today. Amen. It's that simple to just say, God, please help me with this. Or God, guess what happened? Even though God already knows, it's good to reach out to God and let Him know.
Would you please join me in an attitude of prayer? Heavenly Father, help me to change my negative words and intentionally transform them into ones that bring life, no matter what challenges are placed before me. Words of faith, strength, courage, success, confidence, trust, peace, happiness, and joy are just some of the positive attributes I want to rein in on my life. Guide me to recognize the power of my words, that they might give glory to you and also give me strength. In your name I pray. Amen. The last song we have up for you today is Promises by Maverick City Music.
Faithful through the ages, God of Abraham, the God of covenants and faithful promises. Time and time again, you have proven you'll do just what you say. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast and let my heart learn.
To age, yes, I'll still bless you. In the middle of the storm, in the middle of my trial, I'll still bless you. In the middle of the road, when I don't know where to go, I'll still bless you. In the middle of my storm, in the middle of my trial, I'll still bless you. When I'm in the middle of the road and I don't know which way to go,
so much for joining us for today's episode of The Daily. We hope that you have a great rest of your day. We've decided that Friday's episode is going to be a live stream on our YouTube channel. More information coming on that, so make sure you stay tuned. We'll give you the information to join that on Thursday. My name is James.
My name is Sarah.
And you're listening to
The Daily.